Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist with a private practice, and I hope by the end of this hour, particularly for any new people who are listening in, you will realize why I'm on the radio and why I am literally preaching this healthy way of living and preventing and reversing health conditions, particularly in their early stages, and how accurate and how happy and more energetic people are, and they're not being poisoned, and they're not being poisoned with the side effects of the drugs and the surgery that's typically out there. But this evening, I first wanted to let you know about the dowsing that I do, and this is a live show, so I want people to call in. You can just give me your first name and what state you're calling from, and I'll be happy to give you a free initial dowsing critique. I'll tell you whether you are in the healthy zone. I will tell you whether you are in a neutral zone where there are certain complications that I would be able to help you. And if I can't, I would tell you immediately. I don't work with any client that I cannot help, and I douse and know right up front whether I can help them. And so if you want to know where you stand, and it will be a very brief look at three or four different organs and where you are in your overall health. What you do is just pick up the phone and dial 1-888-815-9756. So during the next 55 minutes, just call in at any time, and whatever I'm talking about, I'll hold it and then pick back up after we talk. But give us a call at 1-888-815-9756. If you have a question about what I do, if you have a question about the subject that I'm going to talk about tonight, whatever, be glad to hear from you. And it is a very free dowsing. In my practice, I do a very extensive dowsing for people. So, again, I'll give you this number, 1-888-815-9756. Tonight, I would like to spend the time about supplementation. And first of all, do we need supplementation? Do we need to take supplements or herbs, antioxidants? And as you know, we're all bombarded from the newspaper, from the ads going into the health food stores, whatever. It's everywhere. It's in the drug stores as well as health food stores. And what we are talking about with my practice is the end of guessing about what you need, what your body needs,
what the marketing company says that you need. And we'll cover a lot of this information tonight. And again, I urge you to call in, not only for a dowsing, but to ask any questions at 1-888-815-9756. And let's start in with the need for supplementation. There is no question that supplementation needs in our system to be done. The question is, what kind of supplementation, whether it's right for your specific genetics, and my program works with specific genetics. Everyone is different. And what may work for one person does not necessarily work for another. And we'll talk more about that as we go on. But the need for supplementation, the soils that have all being eroded, the lack of rotation of crops, even finding the organic food that is grown locally, which is wonderful, and finding that there are still stripped minerals and trace minerals that were one time on this earth that really, really provided the nutrients that we no longer have. And the regular food that we have has been shipped around the country. It's been refrigerated. It loses its life force, or it's even with the minerals and the vitamins and so forth that are inside of it. And needless to say, about the spraying of the crops and the genetics that are put into some of the growing that we do, GMO and all of this stuff that's coming, and more of it is going to take place. So there is really, in my opinion, and I'm certainly not alone with it, there is no question that we need some kind of supplementation. We cannot any longer get everything that we need from our foods. And that's a very, very important element to remember, that I need the supplementation, but how do I get it? What's the best way? So let's talk about what I provide for my clients. I do what is called phytonutrient therapy. Phyto is Latin for plant nutrient therapy. Therefore, because I'm using plant nutrient therapy, there is no negative side effect. When the supplements go in, food-based supplements go into the system, okay, they will assimilate and go on into the cells and provide what we need. And you know, folks, I used to do, I've been practicing for over 30 years now, and I've been around the block with all the different modalities, from fasting to raw foods to Atkins, Weight Watchers. We can go on and on and on with all of these different modalities of health, and macrobiotics, I think I did mention. And the problem is that genetically, one size does not fit all. Genetically, one size does not fit all. And what works for one individual may not necessarily work for the next individual. But how are we supposed to know this? What we have been doing, and what I did for the early years in my practice, is that I perform things like high nutrient therapy, combined with nutrients that were isolated and synthetic. So I was giving people high doses of vitamin C, high doses of vitamin D. Some of my clients got better. Some of my clients did not, and it always puzzled me why wasn't everybody getting better with all of these different nutrients that I was providing for them? And so as I went on with my practice, and I will, particularly for the new people, you will find out what I'm doing and why this is working so well, and why it is called energy medicine, vibrational medicine. It is working with the individual molecular structure of every single one of us, and not one of us is identical. So when you go into the health food store and you have a cold, it's winter time, you may pick up echinacea, or the person behind the counter may recommend, you know, some vitamin C, or maybe a homeopathic remedy. Well, that's all good and well. Does it fit for you? Is it compatible and work, and does it work in your body? And this is the work that I do, everyone. This is the work that I strive for, is to let people know exactly what is best and what is needed for their specific blueprint, their particular genetics. So why should we continue to guess? What about taking calcium? The medical doctors give a basic across-the-board milligrams of calcium for women to take to prevent osteoporosis. Well, it's been my experience and my practice that most of that stuff is not working for the people that come to me, particularly females. You know, males can get osteoporosis too. But most of the women are coming to me and they'll have early stages of osteopenia or osteoposis in an early stage, and they're taking all of these calcium substances. Which calcium is best for you? There's so many kinds and forms of calcium. The doctor who gives you that, I promise you, is guessing. He's going by statistics, and he's giving it out to an individual with no idea whether it works or not. But the studies show that it works, and this is what we run into. Why are these people getting osteoporosis when they're supposed to be taking all of the right stuff? And the problem is that what works for one person does not necessarily work for the next person. Number two, we're giving out things like calcium in a isolated synthetic form. It's in an isolated synthetic form. It's not going out from a food source. It is not the number of milligrams that's out there that you're taking that's the key to it. It is the right form of calcium. In phytonutrient or plant form, calcium does not go by how many milligrams. If you went by milligrams, it would be absurd to try to compare it to the synthetic milligrams. So the theory is, with the supplement companies, is that to give more calcium, if we pour enough out in there, the body will take in enough of what it needs. That doesn't really work. And the results that are out there are proving it over and over. So, excuse me, I think I was going to sneeze there. Okay. Let's talk about antioxidants. Well, are they working in your body? Does goji juice work in your body? Does green tea work in your body? Well, the advertisers say that it does, and the advertisers have reams and reams and reams of studies showing the phytophenols and all of these chemicals inside of all of these different foods that are working. For some people, it does work. For other people, It's toxic. I'll give you the best example is this green tea. We're told the magic of the green tea, prevention of cancer, heart disease, brain function, and so forth. Well, I can tell you, I don't remember the last time that I had a client who checked positively for their body for green tea. How do you know? It's all been guesswork, folks. And until I was able to perfect the field of dowsing, I too guessed for me, for my wife, and for all the clients that I work with. I don't have to guess anymore. Just recently, we have been told that if you're taking vitamin D and then you're taking vitamin A, if you take too much vitamin A, you are going to mess up the vitamin D that's supposed to be in your system, particularly vitamin D3. Well, the best way to get it is sunshine. I can tell you that right now in Atlanta, Georgia, where I live and work, it's been very few days with sunshine. And if we had sunshine, it's very, very cold. And because of that, most people, particularly in the northeastern United States, they're inside most of the time during the winter. Vitamin D is very, very important. And if you're going to supplement it, it has to be in a form that the body's going to take in. And in my practice, we know what's working and whether that vitamin D is working in the system. And if more is needed through the dowsing techniques, we can always provide that. And vitamin D, if you kept up with any nutrition of late, vitamin D is responsible, according to studies now, for over 50% of sicknesses and disease in the body, not just cancer and heart disease. So it's a very, very important item. And if you live down in Florida, out on the Southern California, and you're outside a lot, more likely you're getting plenty of vitamin D year-round, but most of us don't. So that's a good example about isolated synthetic chemicals, because now we're told that that you need tests for this vitamin D for it to be regulated in your system and not to cause harm. I mentioned the vitamin A involved with it. So what you want to do is try to get it from a food source, and you've got to make sure that that food source is right. Well, I can only tell you in my practice, there is not one client who doesn't know what's the right protein for them, what's the right carbohydrates for them, the right way of eating, the right supplements, how much to take, and the progress that's being made in the healing of their body and how much better from month to month and year to year that they're getting. So it's a very, very exciting time. And I want to mention at this point, I am 71 years old. My wife is 70. We take no medicines, not because we just don't believe in them. It's because we don't need them. We don't need cholesterol statins. We don't need high blood pressure medicine. We don't need to take so many of the particular drugs that everybody out there is taking. There is an alternative. But my point is, unlike typical alternative healing, we're not treating symptoms here. We're taking the individual person's genetics. And I don't think you've heard this before, folks, if you're tuning in, unless you've heard me in previous broadcasts, that we are working with the specific genetics of that individual. And so it is right just for them. not their brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and whoever was upline, if grandparents and great-grandparents, all of those genetics created the individuals that we are right now. And the more we can be compatible in what we take into our body, the healthier we're going to be. So let's talk about protein shakes. You walk into the health food store, you see soy shakes. Well, I don't know if that's right for me. Well, here's one for whey protein, W-H-E-Y. I wonder what that means. And you look around and you have no clue. You see a pretty label. Maybe you're going to take that one. Or somebody told you that they feel good when they work out, when they're taking a hemp protein shake. It's all guesswork, gang. It's all guesswork. And you will know exactly what's the right protein for you, what's the second best protein for you, what's the third best protein for you, and just for you. So when you're putting food and drink into your system, if you come with my program, you're going to find out day by day, month by month, year by year, you're getting healthier and healthier. And is it just because my dousing shows it? Absolutely not. What's being shown is that when people go back for blood tests, and last week I read some of the testimonials from some of our clients around the country, when they go back, these elements are improving, and they're being taken off or cut back on their medicines because food, nothing new with this. Food is our best medicine, but it's got to be the right food and in the right form. That should be added to it, not just food is our best medicine, because otherwise it's just like gambling and guessing. So, multivitamin minerals. Multivitamin minerals. You can find them in the drugstore. You can find them places like Costco. You can shop for price. You can look and think that you're getting what you need from the best supplement companies in the nation, the oldest, the highest reputation, the best studies. You still don't know if it's right for you. You still don't know that. To say I'm taking a multivitamin means nothing. It needs to be checked vibrationally to see if it is compatible for your individual body. And I can tell you that I have never found a multivitamin mineral that really works for an individual. The reason is that those isolated synthetic chemicals come into the body, and the body looks at it as, well, this is a foreign substance here. Is this a drug? Well, it's supposed to be natural, and it was natural when it started out, but it's not now, and it's been reformulated in a supplement company's bottling and encapsulation. And so it becomes a different animal. And when you put all that together, you change the vibrations of it. You change the biochemistry of it. And what do you have? Whether you got it cheap at the drugstore or Costco, or whether you paid top price off the internet, or you went to this the closest health food store, That supplement's been in business for 40 years. So what? I used to believe that, too, guys and girls. I used to believe that. And I don't anymore because the results don't work with that, and they're working with what I'm doing. Okay. There is a life force in food supplements. And before I go further, let me just give this number out again, 1-888-815-9756. If you want to call me with a dousing question, doing a basic free dowsing for you or anything that I've talked about tonight, and you want to question it, that's wonderful. And then you're skeptical, I want to hear from you so that we can talk about these things. 1-888-815-9756. So give me a call at any time, and I'm continuing on and discussing tonight about supplementation. So let's go back to the food supplements. Food supplements and food is the best way to get your nutrients. But I'm going to elaborate on it as we get into it. Okay, if it's from nature and it's a food supplement, then it's not an isolated synthetic chemical. But, folks, but it may not be working in your particular body. That's where the vibration and the life force and the compatibility for your body will come out. And we will know this works, this doesn't work. Let's talk about herbs. Herbs are really natural medicines. The problem with the herbs is that something may work for you and be compatible, and it works for you for a little while, but how do you know when to stop taking it? What, because you feel better? Well, that's one way. You may need that herb for longer periods of time. You may need it to take it a while and then get off and then get back on. Remember, these are medicines. This is not food. These are natural medicines. What if you're taking drugs, medicinal drugs, along with these herbs? Have we not all heard about the dangers of taking herbs with medicines, the mixing that takes place, having to be very careful because the heart can be negatively affected? So if a client is with me, we know what that person needs. We know what that person does not need. So that's very, very important to keep in mind by just going in and taking a particular herb for a particular situation. Do the supplements absorb and assimilate into the cells? Well, I spent close to 2 years trying to find food supplements that would really be like a multivitamin mineral, but would have a vibration and a healing to it, and we would know whether that's going to work, and if so, how many capsules to take. So my supplements are basically in capsules, and most people prefer capsules, and that's what I wanted. And so for 2 years, I literally went around the world searching to find the right supplementation for my clients. And you know what? I really only went to one country because I could put my hand up to the internet, and I went through thousands of different companies, thousands of different products. And this is why it took close to 2 years to get all this together. I wanted to find universally life force healing ingredients, and you'll find them in the drugstore, and you'll find them at Costco and all of the health places and on the internet. It's everywhere, but it doesn't have the life force in it. It does not heal the body. It does not go into the cells and regenerate and turn sickness and illness around. And yet, after these 2 years, I have been very, very pleased because it is very, very rare that I find a client that may have a problem with one, even one of these supplements that they're taking. So, if you're looking for vitamin A and the B complex, looking for the antioxidants, looking for the right nutrition, looking for minerals that really, really get into the cells and do their work, 75 of them. Some of them are not even existing in our soil anymore, but they are working. And that's the difference. That's the difference when you're working with the specific genetics. We're not guessing. You're not walking into a store and looking on the shelf or asking a part-time person who just started last Thursday to help you and tell you what's best for you. Or you've got somebody that called you up in multi-level and told you about a phenomenal best thing since sliced bread. So why guess? Why go out and spend a tremendous amount of money guessing on what you need, or the doctor or the nutritional guidance person told you to get? Why experiment? And by the time many people have come to me in their 40s and 50s and 60s, they have gotten so many wrong substances put into their body, they're doped. They're not sleeping at night. They don't know why. They're agitated. What do? You drink more coffee. You find something, colas, you find something to give you a lift because your body is being dragged down energetically. And that is a severe problem that I run into. And I've got to tell you, most of the depression and most of the antidepressants that are given out today and even given to children, my God, the pharmaceutical companies have invaded the children's and the preteens. Get them on the drugs as soon as they're born. Fantastic, the billions of dollars we make. And so, what you want is to find natural, and that word has been used so often, but let's just say natural for you, natural for your individual genetics, and that's what's so important. So, let's talk about another supplement, and it's a very, very special supplement. It is a water supplement that I use in my practice. Well, folks, for the people that are out there who are, let's say, metaphysical, who saw What the Bleep movie, who know what perfect living water is, who know what raising the vibrational vibrations consistently in the body can do, and how people who are out there meditating, how they raise the vibrational frequency in their system and they can get closer to what they are working towards, feeling more open, and giving you the biochemical background of what is happening here. There's a product that I have under my own label that is provided for me, and it is perfect living water. And what it does is that it not only raises the vibrational frequency in the body so that you feel better, it's just a knowing and a feeling from day to day that there, it's almost an antidepressant feeling. And a lot of it has to do with this Water Plus. That's the name of my company. I'm the owner of the company, and this is the Water Plus is the name of the water. But what it does is amazing, because you mix it with gallons of water, and one little bottle will last almost 4 months for one person. Very, very cheap. It's like 30-something cents a day. to drink 3 or 4 8-ounce cups of it, along with your other water. It's not the only water that you drink, but you make sure that 7 days a week you're putting this water in your body. Okay, how many of you out there, at some time in your nutritional career, have you ventured into cleanses, colonics, liver cleanse, fasting? All of these, foot baths, all of these are taking away toxins out of your system. But what it's doing is taking away toxins in a specific part of your body. It doesn't really get rid of the toxins in your system. This Water Plus will go into your system and 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, it is cleansing gradually, very gradually. It's not heavy, heavy detoxification, but it's taking out heavy metals, lead, cadmium. How much of these heavy metals, mercury, how much of these heavy metals have affected our health negatively? Goodness gracious, I bet a lot. And so, by drinking this water, there are a couple of more things I wanted to mention. Not only are you detoxifying every single trillion cells that you have, no one really knows how many we have, but it's done consistently on a consistent basis. But number two, you are creating hydration in your system. Well, if I drink 6, 8, or 10 glasses of water, Dr. Needle, I work out a lot, and I'm hydrated. I'll tell you, I'll bet you're not. I'll douse it, and I don't find people out there who are hydrated, but they think that they're hydrated. Just because you do workouts and you oxygenate your system, you're not oxygenating the cells of the body, but you are oxygenating, certainly, when you work out. So you're being hydrated, and this is the neatest, most exciting part of my practice. I think it's one of the, there's nothing that's number one, but I would say this is one of the most satisfying results that I get with my clients, and this is what it does. In the 30s, there was a German scientist, Dr. Otto Warburg, and he won a Nobel Prize, and he won a Nobel Prize for increasing cell oxygenation, not hydration, but increasing cell oxygenation to at least 60 to 65% in the cells of our body. So what happens is that early forms of cancer and tumors at cell level that are not being picked up by an oncologist, way, way early, cell level, way early, they're not going to pick it up until, in most cases, it's time for chemo. And in most cases, unfortunately, it's too late. But it prevents, because of the high oxygenation, these cell, cancer cells and tumors will not live. And I've seen it over and over with my clients who come in, because if you have studied nutrition or read enough about it or gone to an informed physician, he will tell you that we all have cancer in our bodies. We don't always get it, but we all have cancer in our system, and it depends on our predisposition whether we get it or not. And I'm here to tell you that my clients don't even have it at cell level who are drinking this Water Plus and taking the supplements. So it is very, very interesting, and it's been proven so many, many times that the turnaround, and where is it coming from? Yes, it's coming from dowsing. And until there are machines, and maybe not in my lifetime, however long it is, that there'll someday be something accurate that can do what I'm already doing now. And this is a God-given gift, everyone. This is, you know, people who do dowsing come to me because it is authentic work. I'm not here to beat my chest and tell you how wonderful I am, because it's not really me. It's information that's coming into me. It's coming through me into dowsing. My dowsing says there are angels who help me. What a celebration. And the celebration for me is seeing so many of our clients who stay with me and not just work for 30 days and expect miracles, because that's not going to work. That's if anybody tells you that, you better move on. And so I take people who have been to all of the nutritional chiropractors and the acupuncturists, and they've gone to alternative medical doctors, and they get better, and then it gets worse, and 2 or 3 years later, other problems come on. All I'm doing, and it's not really all I'm doing, I don't mean to minimize it, what I am doing is creating a homeostasis in the system. A balance is in the system. So when the body is balanced and you give that body what it specifically needs for its genetics, not for anybody else, for the particular blueprint of the individual, guess what's going to happen? The body will heal itself. So when the client comes in that has early stages of osteoporosis, memory problems, pain, osteoarthritis, lots of pain, getting up in the morning and having to take a few minutes to get the legs going because they're creaking, no matter what the age of people are, not necessarily people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and it's getting younger and younger. Why? Because we're polluting our systems more than we ever have. And the more processed food that's out there, the lack of bringing in the right kind of supplementation. And I'm going to spend the last 10 minutes or so and talk to you very briefly about the biggest part of my program, and that is eating the correct lectins. Well, what is lectins? L-E-C-T-I-N-S. It's a 100-year-old philosophy. It's never been proven. It works 100% of the time with my practice. So I'm staying with it. The kind of results that I'm getting are extraordinary. And because of that, I stay with the field called lectinology. Well, what is it? Simply bringing in the right food and drink for the individual's genetics, for the individual's blueprint. If you don't bring in the right food or the right drink for your system, over a period of time, depending upon your predisposition, the weaknesses that are in, what is a predisposition? It's the weaknesses that's in the person's system that he or she was born with. That's where these problems settle, and that's where disease takes place or illness. Sounds very simple and sounds oversimplified, but really, that's the basis of it. That's what we're working with. So I take 500 foods by category. I take carbohydrates, protein, fruits and vegetables, grains, spices, drinks, all of this, put it all together, and then there is a composite, there is a blueprint of the blueprint of, how's that for being redundant? Blueprint of the blueprint of the individual. And so we have a picture there. We know what's the right protein. We know that if a person is eating too much protein, particularly animal products, for that particular person's genetics, you know, Atkins says high protein for everyone. That is not correct. That is not correct. Low fat. Low fat for everyone. Weight Watchers. That is not correct. We're all different. We're all different. We all have different ratios of protein and how much we need. Why is protein so important? It's for our blood vessels, our tissues, our glands, our organs, making everything work in our body. And if we are deficient or putting the wrong protein in our systems, we are going to have some problems depending on the weaknesses of the predisposition that we have. It may be eating meat for years and years causing colon cancer. It may be eating fruit, because the American Cancer Society tells us eat 6 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, that there's someone out there eating a ton of fruit and it's raising their insulin levels, their sugar levels are off, and they are creating diabetes in their body. But Dr. Needle, I thought sugar was from a Hershey bar. Well, it is, but sugar is sugar. It's fructose from the fruit, but it's just as toxic to a person who has genetic weaknesses, and sugar can be a poison. Remember, one person's food is another person's what? it's a toxin for them. It's not the right food for them. So understanding these things as we go through that eating plan, we realize that there's some people who philosophically want to be a vegetarian. Oh, Dr. Needle, I believe in vegetarianism. I just think it's the right thing. It's the green thing, right? It's the green thinking that I have, and I want to be like that. Well, I can tell you that yours truly used to believe that and tried it, but I needed more animal protein in my body, and I reacted very negatively many years ago and was dragging around and not understanding that grains are not in my best interest. And in the other person, my wife, those grains are compatible and right for her. So how do we know this? Well, it's guesswork, typically. That's what I did in the first few years of my practice and what I tried to steer other people to, but it was strictly guesswork because I didn't have any other way to work with people. This was all that I knew. With the addition of the dousing, I can confidently let somebody know that biochemically, okay, that vegetarianism is a poison to them. But philosophically, we don't want to slaughter the animals, and it's best that we eat the grains, etc., etc. and that's a wonderful philosophy, and I believe in it. But biochemically, it's a poison for me, and so I'm able to cut through all of this. And for once and for all, people are going to understand what's right for them and what isn't right. So when they come to me, It is always a surprise. Well, gee whiz, my doctor told me to stay off of dairy products. I have a woman who comes to me, and she's in the healthy zone. This woman is doing great. And she was told, this just came up in the last week, she was told that her cholesterol was 210 and that she should eat more dairy products. And what her program is that dairy products are negative for her. She should not be eating dairy products. And that for her system, 210 is perfect. She's healthy, and her dousing shows that is the right number for her. So what are the pharmaceutical companies teaching the doctors? We want to get that cholesterol number lower and lower and lower and lower. Well, do you know that the body makes its own cholesterol? And if you get it too low, people with genetic memory problems and tendencies, possibly for Alzheimer's, are going to suffer by eating a low-fat diet. Oh, my God, is this heresy, huh? Eating a low-fat diet is not for everyone, regardless of what we've been told. And talking about this cholesterol, are you aware that there are 17, and I'm not going to go into to all of them, there's 17 different reasons that we have a heart attack. One of those is the cholesterol. One out of 17. Things like C-reactive protein that make a difference in our system, okay? Things that are related, homocysteine levels in the system that can affect heart disease, B vitamin deficiencies, and I could go on and on, but we're banging away, gang. The pharmaceutical industry is banging away and going where the money is. And they would like your child and grandchildren and every swinging person in this country on a statin drug. Never mind that the side effects are affecting memory, that are affecting muscles and pain in the body, liver problems that come with the taking of statins, lots of memory problems. Never knowing that it is the negative reactions from the statin drugs. And this is a very, very special, specific number that the medical community has sanctioned and put out, but they don't broadcast it a whole lot. And guess what that is? At least 50% of heart attacks, when somebody has a heart attack and dies, 50% of those people have cholesterol numbers under 200. 50% have death under 200. If cholesterol is the key to all of this, then so be it, but it is not. So this woman who went and had 210, forget about the LDL and the HDL, but her total number, get it reduced down. That's going to make you healthier. And eat this and take that away, and they don't know. It's strictly guessing. So to wrap things up, we're almost to the end here. I've got another minute. If you would like for a free dousing and calling me during the week in my office, there is no charge for a very basic introduction to what my program is, including cost, then you can call 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. 653-1056 between 9 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time between now 9 and 4, Monday through Friday, between 9 and 4 Eastern Standard Time at 1-800-653-1056. I'll be happy to douse for you, tell you your specific problems, whether I can help you or not, and give you more details about the program and how I work with people. So it's been a delight. I thank you for listening. I want you to understand that if you've tried these other things or you haven't, you can save yourself a lot of money buying and spending herbs and supplements and shakes and things and drugs that don't really work for you. In this economy, you're going to be healthier with my program, and you will not be overcharged. It'll be very reasonable. I look forward to hearing from you. Good night, and God bless.